In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists after Edward Snowden went to Hong Kong who will be the next person to flee the country and why. But first, let me tell you that support for our Chicago shows is provided by Hyatt Hotels in downtown Chicago. Booking information is at Hyatt.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Arizona State University Online, more than 60 undergraduate and graduate online degree programs at radio.asu.edu. CarMax offering more than 35,000 used cars and trucks online and in stores from coast to coast. Learn more at CarMax.com. Progressive Insurance with insurance for cars, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and Progressive.com. And Kobo providing ebooks and e-readers, including the Kobo Arc, available at independent bookstores, store locator at IndieBound.org. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our assistant house manager is Tyler Green. Our intern is Miles Dorn, who is the boss. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Lester Larchick and Muhammad Mal. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Walchover and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Lorna White. Special thanks this week to our friend Gary Yek. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Danforth. Now, panel, who will flee the country next? Bobcat Goldthwait.
I thought it was who I wanted to leave. I'd hate to make it personal again, but every time I ego surf after I do this show, there's this one person that's really mad that I'm on the show that I always find commenting. And all I can say to this guy is like, hey, way to be all inclusive. Can a guy from Police Academy be on Wait, Wait? He really hurts my feelings.
Like, so that's the guy you want gone.
Yeah, because he's always acting like I broke the show. I can't believe Bobcat Goldthwait from Police Academy was that way. Wait, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. He drives me nuts.
Good enough. Faith Saley.
As soon as she can move independently, the baby of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West will seek asylum to escape a life of indentured realitude.
And Luke Burbank.
Well, I was going to say the same person as Bobcat, but I'll come up with another one. Jailed 83-year-old gangster Whitey Bulger, just as soon as someone figures out how to bake a file into a bottle of heart medication.
And depending on that happens, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Bobcat Goldthwait, Luke Burbank, Faith Saley. Thanks to all of you for listening. You're fabulous. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.